Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with
the Diva Squad,
Palace Radio, Love Fantasy,
it's Buddy, Buddy, Buddy. The Diva Squad, Squad, Squad.
This is Kylie Jones. On Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio, Stadio, 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 Stadio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what it's foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's
and divas, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I'm one of your hosts, Storm,
And with me, I have my fellow divas. Divas, you in the building?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are in the building. We all the way in the
All right. Excuse me for sounding like I'm out of breath. It's called the big girl had to get situated. Just got off work, you know the deal. So, yes, a little out of breath right now, but I'm excited to be back on the show with you guys. Like I said, welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. The number to call in is 845-277-9098. Those of you who are not familiar with the show, we are live every single Wednesday. It's not pre-recorded. We're here every Wednesday, 8 o'clock on the dot. Same number. If you're listening from your PC, just make sure that you call in so that you're able to be able to give your feedback on the topics that we've discussed. If you have your own topics, please feel free to call in and let us know. This way we can, you know, give you the real deal on it. We're not licensed to do this. We just do this because we love it and we're good at it.
You better know it. We does this here. Peace, everybody. What's going on, my divas? What's popping? This is your girl, Miss Mo Better, Long Island's leading lady in the building. You know how I do. What's going on? And Ray Queen is at the mic. Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Here we go being giddy.
Y'all know how we do at the end of the day. It gets a little rough, you know. By the time we get home from our normal lives and try to wind down and all of that stuff, then we running off adrenaline and get a little giddy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but we appreciate y'all joining in with us on Wednesdays, this and every other Wednesday. So you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to holler at you. We appreciate that. We don't want people to think that we're biased over here because it's only the ladies on the line, but we want everybody to come and join us and get it in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So just real quick, of course, Storm is back in the building. Let me tell you, the devil is real busy. I done lost this call twice in less than 5 minutes. I just want to point that out. Okay?
Oh my gosh.
Twice in five minutes. My initial call in, lost the call. Making sure people understood exactly what we were doing and, you know, how we do it every Wednesday, lost the call again. So we're going to try this again. Miss Mobetta, I know you picked up where I left off and what a blessing you are. So we're just going to keep on chopping it up. Did you give them the topics? How you ladies doing? What's going on this week? You guys okay?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good. I can't complain, but I won't. You know that story, you know. Like I was saying, after the long day, you know, a lot of us is out of the house before the roosters are even out crowing, you know. The day becomes very long, you know, and I look forward to coming home winding down.
I know, I sure do. I pulled an all-nighter last night. I did not get any sleep because I stayed for a second shift. So I pulled 16 hours last night, went home this morning, and then now I'm back on the clock and on the show.
Listen, we know
make
how
that
to
money.
Fast.
Let me hold it down.
Drink all right.
Make that money. Make that money. Let me hold something.
Make that money. Get that chicken.
You probably got
to get your feet and stuff done for a date or something. I don't know. I'm just saying. We're
doing that this weekend. Oh, yes. It's going down.
You know what happens after the show. Stop playing.
Yes. Woo! Yes, we're getting a pedicure.
Yes.
Wait, she said it's going down.
This is Lion Leo season, so happy birthday to whoever's out here celebrating the birthday and all that. Y'all heard what I called it, right? Lion Leo.
Lion Leo.
And I'm not talking about lion. I ain't talking about lion Leo. I ain't talking about the lion and animal either.
She said Lion Leo. Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So happy birthday to whoever's celebrating. Celebrate responsibly. You know.
Yes.
Turn up with your mask on, put a slit in or something, you know, fit a straw through it or something, you know.
All right. So, ladies, the phone lines are definitely lit up already. So, of course, we do have a hot topic tonight. We had several topics that was given to us, and we couldn't really pick which one we wanted. So we picked the best one that we thought was best. And
absolutely,
what we're trying to do is we're trying to keep Breonna Taylor's name alive, you know. We did do a lot. You know, I say we, you know, because people in general, we did stick together, and, you know, we did – you know, make sure that we kept George Floyd's name, you know, out there. But you don't really hear
a
lot about Breonna Taylor. So a couple people just reached out and was like, all right, well, you know, you guys spoke about, you know, Black Lives Matter. You know, you guys spoke about the marches that took place and, you know, what people are doing. But what do you know of that they're doing for Breonna Taylor? You know, what do you know about that? And I was like, well, you know, we know what we see online. So when a topic came to me, I wanted to make sure that, you know, I spoke to, you know, fellow divas to say, hey, what's up? Let's talk about it and let's make sure that we keep this name going, you know. Let's flood the timelines. Let's flood the radios. Let's do what we could do to make sure that, you know, justice is for her as well, if that makes sense.
That's right.
You know,
All lives matter,
Black Lives Matter. But we want to make sure that people don't forget her as well. But before we really go deep into it, I'm just going to give the number again, 845-277-9098. And we do have our first caller. So I want to bring our first caller on. Caller, are you there?
Good evening, Divas.
Good evening.
Hello.
What's up? Welcome.
Well, you know,
I don't know how soon
or how deep you want to go into Breonna, but you let me
know
how deep you want to go, and we'll go into it.
Let's get it.
I think, you know, the divas agree. Let's go deep into it. You know, you call in. You know, your family to us. You know, so let's go deep into it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we all heard the original narrative that this was supposedly officers looking for a gentleman who was selling drugs, and this is apparently the house that he was at, and that whole narrative that was given to the public. You remember that whole thing?
Right. Yes, I do.
Well, here's what we found out once we were there in person. The Attorney General, in confidence, explained what the real situation was and what it is. Because, you know, this is a 34-year-old Black Attorney General. What really is going on over there is that they are gentrifying that neighborhood. Okay? And what they were doing is the people that weren't moving out of the neighborhood on their own, they were forcibly moving the people out of the neighborhood.
Wow. Okay.
This group of militias that was put together by the powers that be, you know what I'm saying, was being used to basically threaten and cause bodily harm to anyone of, let's say, black people who didn't want to move out of the neighborhood. So this was one of the people that didn't want to move from that neighborhood. So they used that distraction to call themselves going in looking for someone that they already knew that was in custody. One thing that they said and you guys can check this out. You're going to see how sometimes they leave a trail, but they don't cover themselves. One of the excuses that they used was that mail was going to the house, as in boxes containing drugs. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The post office.
I read that.
Now, now listen to this. When the post office was asked about these packages going to the house, the post office said they have no record of packages going to that address.
Wow. Okay.
So the alibi that they used was bogus. The other thing is this. On a normal intrusion, they would usually keep records of what happened, the time it happened, who was involved, and everything else. On this particular event, there was no records at all to give over to the DA. They had no record of the shooting.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? So this is why it took so long, and what they have to do now is call themselves to recreate the scene.
Right.
Which is, again, BS, you see.
Right.
So according
to
them,
they got to come up with all kind of fabrications now.
Right. So what's really going down is this is a cover. And unless the people had voiced the opinions, unless the NFAC had went down there, unless the media and had got involved, this would have been swept under the rug, just like everything else. The other people would have been moved out the neighborhood, and then they would have moved the people in that they wanted to be in that neighborhood. This is going on all over the world. When you see a black community that's thriving, notice what happens. They always build a highway, or they always run a train through that neighborhood. Check it out.
Okay.
Never fails. So that's what's going down there, and that's what's going on with Breonna Taylor. And you have it. That's the inside information on what's going down.
I knew we would get it, you know, and when we got the message, it was like, all right, so yeah, we're going to talk about it. You know, we're going to talk about it, and we want to keep it going. You know, and the NAACP and, you know, everyone that went down there, and I think it was like 87 protesters that had got arrested or something, they were saying that they want to drop the charges, you know, on them. But because I think they went to the district attorney's home or something, and it showed like pictures of them sitting on their land, you know, pretty much on their property, just sitting there. You know, they were protesting, you know, but they were sitting there. And I think it's really messed up. I think it's really messed up that this is the scenario that they were, you know, that they put us in, you know, and that a young lady did lose her life, especially, and you already have the person in custody. So I'm curious to see what bogus lie they're going to come up with.
Oh, they're already trying to come up with the judge has signed a no-knock warrant and all kind. They have all kind of stuff going on. We already know. Us on this line, whoever's listening, even the people that deny it, know that the system is screwed all the way up. It was never designed to protect any of us. It was not designed for that. That's that. So we can just throw that out the window. You understand what I'm saying? We know that they're going to go and fabricate a story and come up with some kind of BS. Talk about you fit the description. Everybody black fits the description of something negative. You understand?
Of course.
So, and then you have these people out here talking about Blue Lives Matter. Like my daughter posted earlier, Blue Lives don't exist. It ain't no Blue Lives. That's a job you actually chose. So now, you can't choose to be black. We were born that way. Hello. So, you know, then they saying how they were met by fire from Mr. Walker, Kenny Walker, which was Breonna Taylor's boyfriend. Naturally, it's wee hours of the morning. You got somebody been coming, just kicking your door down. And now they're claiming that they said that, oh, they identified themselves and claimed they had the warrant or whatever. Who responded to that if I was met by fire? You understand what I'm saying? So knock it off. They sleeping. How's anybody supposed to hear that and they sleeping? They sleep like they see anything like me. They sleeping hard. So I'm not going to hear all that. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? So that it, we all know it's a crock of mess. You're trying to cover up some mess. And, I mean, and it's crazy because this happened before George Floyd even happened. So what would have happened if he didn't get killed? What would have happened with her? You understand? Something else would have happened in that same neighborhood, claiming that somebody fit the description. It's frustrating.
Wow.
It's frustrating because we don't have a lot of people like us in a position to where we could shut that stuff down. You understand? So now, like Dave was just saying, all they're going to do is keep sweeping it under the rug. It's still they starting now. It's a big mountain right now, so they got to start another little molehill. They're going to start another little one till it builds up and up like this. But now this country is not built for the Civil War that it started. It ain't built for it.
Well, just to respond to what you just said, that we don't have enough force to shut it down in a month, you will see what force we have and what we don't. They were doing a month to come forth with information. So as to appease the people. If not after a month, then you're going to see what really goes down.
Do you think that we have enough? I know you said in a month, but do you think that we do have enough and that we're ready for it, do you think? Just your opinion,
At this point, it's not a matter of, for me, it's belief or think. It's what I know.
Right, okay.
And
I didn't know if you wanted to tell us what you knew. That's why I was saying, give us your,
Yeah, what I know that we definitely do have enough. And besides what you see, it's what you don't see that is playing a huge part on what's going on there. Because what isn't being told is that there's not just people here that are dealing with this here. You have a worldwide network of people that's dealing with this. But just watching a month, you'll see how this thing goes down. And, if I'm here, I'll report on it.
Well, listen, you got to keep us informed. We keep us informed. We want to be in the light about this stuff, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, wherever we can help, we want to help, too. Like, because this stuff, the revolution needs to be televised.
No, not this one. Not this one.
Wait. Well, see, I was listening to what Dave said, right? And then Miss Mobetta, you said revolution got to be televised. And I'm saying to myself, you just said if I'm here, then you'll hear. So I'm saying to myself, if you hear, okay, so that means some about to go down in the next month. So
okay,
that will be televised.
Listen, let me make a statement. This is Rachel.
What's your
name? I would like for all of my peoples to invest in some a device such as the Ring doorbell. You will get alerted. I myself just invested in the Ring system around my premises. I get alerted when it senses someone is on my property.
Okay.
And I sleep with my phone, literally. And when I'm away from my house, I also get alerted when someone is on my property.
You go ahead, Rayquan, and then I want to tell you the thing about the Ring.
Thing is bigger than John.
Uh-huh. And also, like, even when we're driving, I try to keep my dash cam on at all times. when I remember. I try to keep my dash cam on at all times because you never know when, you know, let's just say you're getting pulled over and you have your camera on the police officer. Of course, this is going to tick them off automatically. So I try to keep some type of camera, dash cam, something on in my vehicle at all times. I trust not those people in blue. I'm sorry. So, about the ring.
Well, that's how they set it up.
Yeah.
The thing about the ring,
just so everyone's aware of it, it is a good tool, yes, but I know two people that got robbed with the ring. Now,
oh my gosh.
Because it's not, I mean, I'm not going to say it's not 100%, but it's not really, because if you go from a side angle, and you pop off not the computer, but the lens part of it where it allows you to see the camera section of it, if you pop that off, you can't see nothing.
Right.
And that's what happened twice.
Yep.
They popped it off.
Wow.
They went to the door on a side angle behind some bushes, popped that sucker off, and broke into the house. So
it doesn't get shit around. It has a whole system though. You can purchase
other cameras, even small ones that you could just place on your fence, on the corner of the of the tree or whatever. So that's what I did. Because that one door that sits on the door, like you said, someone can easily just pop it off or just knock it off. So I'm like, I'm going to play this smart.
The best thing I
would say is stick with your camera that's in the house and that you have in your house. Stick with your camera that's in your perimeter. Because if they're able to pop it off and get at least into the door, once they get into the house, they don't know where the cameras are. So therefore, they're able to see that on your ring also. And there's other types of rings, that they have also by different companies. Some that's not very, expensive. But the key, I think, is once you get from the outside entrance, when you come to the inside, you want to make sure that you have something in your house that alerts you, or a camera or something. Because I'm telling
that
you, two people
package,
got robbed with
package.
The ring, and they bought a whole nice little package. And they ended up, unfortunately, coming home from work, and half their stuff was gone.
Everything gone. Wow.
TVs and everything.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So just be careful.
Get the whole, get the system for the inside, outside, in the tree, on the fence, the corner of the driveway.
Oh, but
not for nothing.
And right now we're kind of going off topic, but I just want to say a lot of times when people see stuff like that, when they see, little cameras and stuff, they were like, these people must got something in here to protect. They have this security system. You understand what I'm saying? People do that.
What made me get more cameras is somebody came to my door and was just standing there. He actually knocked on the door. Before somebody came to the door, he was just looking around. You could tell that he was checking to see if there were any more cameras around on the outside perimeter of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what made me get more cameras. I'm like, I don't trust this. Nobody knows who this guy is. And, he came and asking for somebody who doesn't even live around. We don't even
know
who the person was that he was asking for. Just so suspectish.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what made me get even more cameras. But I'm definitely going to get some for the inside of the house. As well as all around outside of that.
Definitely.
So what do you guys think? I know we went off topic a little bit, but to bring it back to the Breonna Taylor, what do you guys think as far as, yes, it happened before the whole George Floyd situation, but now that, like, say, the NAACP and there's a lot of different groups that's getting involved, do you feel like, say, there will be some type of arrest that's going to stick, or do you feel like it's something that's just, going to be? Because I think somebody had emailed and said that, people were arrested, it showed pictures, I guess, of the cops that were arrested. But I explained to them, what happened, though? What do you think is going to happen next? So I want to bring that up.
One cop has been fired. The other two are on administrative reassignment, is what they call it. Nobody, they will not charge them. They will not charge the police officers. They're not going to charge them simply because now they're saying that they had all the proper paperwork and they did, they followed procedure and all kinds of stuff. And a judge signed. My thing is now you need to start now with all of this stuff. Y'all looking for somebody who's allegedly already rocked. Now you got to start going after the judges, not just the cops. You understand? You go after these judges and stuff too. Because you signed off. The judge signed off on this warrant, this alleged warrant. And signed off by this judge, and y'all, and this dude is already locked up. Y'all didn't do y'all homework. Y'all didn't do no research. They all should be brought up on charges.
Okay,
will
pardon
it happen?
Me,
I doubt
pardon
it.
Me
but
for not knowing. Pardon me for not knowing. But what exactly happened? Like, was she in bed and they just shot her, or did she jump up and like, what's going on? Or
listen, they were in the house. So the police came there and claimed they had a. They said they had a. They was looking for somebody and had a no knock warrant. So that means they could just bust the door down. That they can bust the door down. But what happened was when they bust the door down, the guy that her Brown's boyfriend has he has a legal gun. He thought somebody was breaking in his house. He got up and started firing. He shot one of the officers in the leg. So they tried to get him on attempted murder, but which they dropped the charges in May because they know they was wrong. So, she stood no chance. She was in the best seat. They was in there firing. After Mr. Walker fired at them, they just let off, and she was shot. She didn't receive any kind of medical treatment for over 20 minutes. So then they're gonna try to say that I think she was dead a minute after it happened. Regardless, even if she was already born and there was no chance, y'all still could have attempted to save her life. But she didn't. It was 20 minutes. She hadn't received any kind of medical attention.
Caller, I put you back on the line. Caller, you there?
First time I've ever been on the show where someone had actually took me off the call. Not you, but the powers that be. I guess they know the information that I'm about to bring. They don't want you to hear.
Of course. Naturally. We know how that works. We know exactly
how
that works.
Let us know.
You say anything that's of any kind of relevance and threatens their well-being or anything, of course they're going to shut it down. Oh, we had technical difficulties. Like, whatever.
Now, did you hear about the doctor, Dr. Emmanuel, the female that said she had the cure for the COVID and she treated the 300 plus? Right. So you saw that, correct?
I saw a little bit of it, yes.
And you saw that she said that the hello?
Yeah, we're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right. You saw that she said that the zinc and the same hydroxychloroquine and the azithromycin, that these things actually work.
Right.
And you saw how she was vilified. Right? So here you have it. Just so you have this as your knowledge, this Dr. Fauci, he owns the company's Moderna. He owns 57% of that company that makes the vaccine. He has stock. He owns 57% of that company. And the World Health Organization, they have 57 patents. One, the vaccine patents. So when people say that they don't have an axe to grind, they don't have an axe to grind. They have money to make. Just remember that.
Wow. Now, Miss Mobetta, you said what about animals?
Huh?
What'd you say about animals and the doctor?
Oh, it's vegan. he said people was having sex, having sex with demons and aliens.
Who said that?
He said that the doctor did. She said that the spirits, the demon spirits and alien spirits come to people in their dreams, and that they having sex with them. Y'all really have to go. They might have took the video down. I don't know if somebody saved it or whatever, because they had taken the video out of circulation. So,
actually,
all right. So Dave, I'm gonna go to Dave. I'm gonna go to Dave for this one. Dave, how do you feel about that? What you know about that?
Well, that's what I'm about to explain. It's called the succubus and the incubus. The succubus is the female demon that comes to the men, and the incubus is the male demon that goes to the females. So this is factual. Yes, it is.
That's what I said. I was gonna read up on it and see what's going on because I've heard of the incubus and the succubus before. I've heard of that before, and I just never studied it. I never researched it. Let's see.
So for those of you like myself that's not really familiar with it, one of you guys, can you explain?
Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of callers listening. I know I can't be the only one that don't know. So.
Okay. What happens is that a female energy comes upon the male and literally have sex with him while he's
sleeping.
So-called sleeping.
Yeah.
But it's not a dream.
Yeah.
Because if he does have sex with that spirit and he does ejaculate, that sperm is used. Well, I don't want to get too explicit, but anyhow, there's usage of his seed to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And then he becomes possessed by that female entity. And what it is that these spirits are sent to certain individuals to basically detour them from doing certain things. It's like when Pharaoh was killing all the firstborn because he wanted to stop the rise of the Messiah. So this is what's happening. That's why in the script it says we fight not against flesh and blood, but
spiritual wickedness
in high places, you see? So so here it's like in Genesis 6:2, where it states, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful and came upon them, meaning they got to know the daughters, meaning it was the black queens such as yourself, because that's who was there. So they saw that the black queens, the elevated queens, they saw that they were beautiful, still are, always will be. And the sons of God came down, as they're called, the so-called aliens or angels or whatever you want to call them. But they came down. That's what Genesis 6:2 describes, that those spirits came down and basically mated with the female. And that's why you have the Nephilim, those giant so-called people in the old times. So the Nephilim are the results of the mating of the spirit and man, in a sense.
Thank you for that, because I was like, what are they talking about? They are not about to talk above my head and me not know what they're talking about. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I like to know. I do. So everything of which what the doctor was saying, you guys believe was true and accurate?
Well, here's the thing. Lori, are you on the line? Lori? Okay. I have a caller. She might be on the line. But she actually came down with COVID. Not only did she come down with COVID, her whole family, she has five daughters, they all came down with COVID. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they had all the lack of smell, lack of taste, headaches, body aches, diarrhea, the whole nine, the whole family. And Lori, are you on the line?
Just tell her to press the one button.
Yeah, you can press the one button. But go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't know if she's on your phone with you or just press the one and then.
Oh, no. She's calling from a totally different state.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was using, like I had said before, she's using the garlic, she's using the turmeric,
right.
She's using the ginger,
Dave.
Go ahead.
I think she just pressed the one, so hold on.
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Lori, go ahead
here.
And explain to him. Go ahead.
As far as what? The symptoms?
Well, everything that you were saying, like you had the headaches and all the stuff and what you were doing as far as in the sun, the whole night, you know, just explain to them so they understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been taking a whole array of, like, immune-building stuff, and anyway, but I'm in Florida, so basically it's going rapid through here now. But I noticed that I had, like, short of breath for about a week, and then I had congestion in my head for about 2 days before I woke up with very raw throat. And then I caught a fever, and basically that the throat was hurting to the point that I would have to have cough drops at all times. And I don't know, just like different symptoms, like I'm still dealing with the congestion, and it's now approximately a month later, but I was on like congestion medicine around the clock and it wasn't helping. I ended up going to the hospital because I was hurting so bad. I thought I had a possible ear infection, maybe strep throat. I don't know. Basically the symptoms are generally the same for everybody. My oxygen levels didn't really dip down to my knowledge because I had the short of breath before any other symptom. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what there is to say.
So, what
know,
are you
the,
taking?
The
what
kids,
are you taking?
Elderberry, iron, iodine, turmeric, ginger. Garlic, I was taking the garlic clove and I was eating it and drinking with some juice so I could actually tolerate it because it was like burning my tongue. Even though I had no taste, it was still the burning sensation was still there. And
what about the,
I don't know.
The zinc and the fish oil?
Yeah, I was taking the zinc and the fish oil together with tonic water, and I don't know, just a lot of different stuff. And then I was taking Tulsi tea and soursop tea. And that's really the only thing that helped my throat. And my throat, like I could barely speak because it was like almost like mucusy, but I wasn't coughing out anything. So it's like I was hoarse for about 5 days straight. And I started to get my voice back in, and that's where I lost the sense of taste and smell. And that lasted for probably about 2.5 weeks. And I couldn't even smell, like, 91% alcohol and then very strong colognes, nothing. You know, and I just barely started getting it back now. But, yeah. And then I developed this weird rash that I had on my leg, too, that was like, I don't know, weird rash. Never seen it before.
So there you go, Scott. That's the you wanted to know if the stuff is working. There you go.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Yeah,
I did. I wanted to know. I wanted to know because, you know, you hear different things and people say different things. But, you know, when you actually hear it from someone yourself, it's like it makes you understand it a little bit better, you know.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
And welcome to the spot. Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome. All right. So, of course. Does anyone else have any questions?
No, not at all. I'm just, you know, so glad that for all of the information that I've learned tonight, definitely.
I think I had it in January. I did because all the things that she talked about, I had. And what I used to kill mine was apple cider vinegar. I killed it.
Yep. It was go-to, right?
That's who I go to, and I would take apple cider vinegar. I cook with garlic and all of that stuff anyway. So, it all helps,
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was I had it also, but they weren't testing for it at the time. It was early February, and I was put on prednisone and an antibiotic, and told that I just had a respiratory infection. They tested me for strep throat. They tested me for the flu. I didn't have any of those.
I got tested for all that. Negative.
Yeah, and but those two things, along with my an asthma inhaler, along with an immune booster, helped me to recover.
Yeah, and y'all know, my throat was so sore, I couldn't do karaoke. It was a problem.
You know what, Angie?
When I can't do karaoke, it's a major problem. I was sick. I couldn't even do karaoke. My throat was mad raw, like dying. It was a major problem. I had to shake that mess off. But if you get tested now, and I come back negative.
So in Florida, if they're having another boost in the outbreaks now, huh?
Florida's the new New York.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah. They're having a big outbreak with it now?
Yeah, Florida's had, like, a lot of cases, and I'm kind of aggravated because Florida wants to send the kids back to school, yet still
That's
in the grocery
crazy.
Stores. You have to wait in line to go into the grocery store because they only allow a certain amount of people. And, like, literally, when it was my turn to go in, I barely saw anybody in the store, you know? So it's like they're having these meetings through Zoom, and they're having these meetings with the school board members, and they're talking about putting kids, like, on the school buses, two kids per seat with a mask, and think that's safe. And, you know, it's like a lot of parents, they're like, but my kids, they need to go to brick and mortar schools. And I'm like, but do you realize that your kids going to school is going to, like, amp up all the COVID, and it's going to be spread even further because there's going to be even more people now that's basically with it. And nobody wants to hear anything. And it's scary. It's real scary.
Absolutely not. They don't want to hear it. The common denominator in most of this stuff is money, right? It's all about money. Money,
absolutely.
Money. So it's like, all right, well, we want the economy to be right. But what we're good at the economy going to do when everybody's going to be sick or passed away? Like,
exactly.
What good is that money going to do?
I mean, I know they... And I feel sad. You mentioned the kids in school. I feel bad for a lot of parents that depend on the schools to feed their kids and to teach their kids. There's a cousin of mine that she refused to let her kids be homeschooled. She refused to participate in the homeschooling of her children because she thinks that it's the school's job to teach her children. So there were no books, no computers, no, just nothing. And unfortunately, the kids feel the same way, and they're just out of control. And they literally had to be sent to another family member of mine because she refused to be a good parent.
Not know that as a parent, you're the kid's first teacher. You're your kid's
Absolutely.
First teacher. We might not understand everything that goes on in those books and stuff, but we know a lot of stuff that can teach your children. You understand?
Absolutely.
So we are the kids' first teacher. Is the parent?
Yep. Yes. And they were sending, you know, all of the schools were sending, or most of the schools were sending home, you know, laptops and tablets and Wi-Fi devices and all sorts of devices for these kids to, you know, these parents to be teaching these kids. And a lot of them had a hard time. Don't get me wrong. I'm so grateful that my daughter is in college and I didn't have to participate in any of that stuff.
But, you know, she was doing her Zoom meetings with her, you know, her instructors and all of that stuff and her classmates. And she ended up getting, thank you, Jesus, she's a 4.0 average right now. And so, and I didn't participate. She did this all on her own. So congratulations to my daughter. She had a 4.0 average. And
yeah,
she will be attending her third year of college next month.
She get it from her aunt.
All right, all right. Congratulations. So, but ladies and gentlemen, just real quick. So the time is about 8:50. So we're going to go around the round table and just get everybody's final thought on the topics that we've discussed. We have discussed a little bit of the coronavirus as well as Breonna Taylor. So if you guys want to go around and just give your feedback on the topics, it's greatly appreciated. Whoever wants to go first,
well,
can
just,
go first.
Yeah, what I see is, as far as we going back to George Floyd, if you remember the picture that he had that they showed with him and all those ladies that were standing around him, did you guys see that?
I remember. I saw the picture.
I remember that picture.
Right. Yeah. Right. Allegedly, I have to say allegedly, the young lady second from his right, if you're looking at the picture, it's on his left. The second young lady from his right looking at him, his left, was the officer's daughter, allegedly the one that killed him.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. He was a security guard. He used to bounce at a spot.
The
right. Right. So,
yeah.
And I heard that he used to have some encounter with that cop that killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah. So, yeah. So there's a little bit more
seen.
Going on. Yeah,
absolutely.
There's a little
yeah,
bit
read,
more.
I read that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That,
but
that
you know, all
more,
I'm going to say.
That was more personal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, all I'm going to
yeah.
say.
All right. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave, to give your final thought. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is this. we have one life. And no one has ever come back and said how it was on the other side. As we go on in our daily task, remember that your life is more important than anybody else's life on this planet.
Right.
Preserve yourself, secure yourself, and above all, respect yourself. Know who you are and get to know those around you. Because the more you know, the less you have to worry about things being done to you. Because as the scriptures say, we perish for lack of knowledge. And all you're getting is an inner understanding. Because that is key to navigating this web that we call the World Wide Web. That is key. That is key.
Yeah.
The other thing is, maybe Lori can expound on this a little bit more too. As far as the ring bell and the security systems, law enforcement has direct connections to your cameras at all times. All right. So just remember that when you have the cameras in your house and outside and everything else, they have direct connection to your cameras. So just remember that when you're walking around the
Just be mindful when you want to walk around the house bucket naked that they could be watching.
I think sometimes we do our role playing when we're on the phone, and then we hear certain things. Remember, we hear certain people like deep breathing and stuff like that because we get into it, and they're over there playing with themselves or whatever. But, that's how you know somebody's listening on the phone, just to get real deep,
My main concern about with the cameras, though, is that anybody can hack into them, because you had computer hackers back in, 89 and 90, the early 90s, that were able to hack into those computers, So my concern with these TVs, with the cameras, I don't know. To me, hackers could get into them too easy. Same thing with the Zoom, for the kids. And to me, that's really scary because who knows who's listening, watching, because they can turn on your cameras at any given time, for your computers, even if you I don't know, you don't have the program up, you know, it's like, so my daughter, you know, she puts a little sticky note over on top of it so they can't just look at her, but at any time they could hear. And to me, that's scary. So that's it.
Oh, yeah.
There you have it.
We appreciate you calling in.
All right. Well, thank you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What they said. Yes.
Good point. I like it. Yes. Go ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry.
thanks to
Dave. And thanks for bringing us another caller. Thanks for telling someone. At least you'll tell someone, and then they'll tell someone, and keep going. And, you know, we'll get more and more callers and listeners. Thank you guys so much for joining in for tonight's show. Dons and Divas, this is Ray Queen. I'm just going to say really quick to all who I know, all who are around me, I trust you to be who you are, nothing more. And I'm passing the mic.
Damn. It's all you. She wanted you. Listen. Y'all know what y'all think. I'm trying to get my mind right. Y'all got to pardon me because I'm full off of my dinner, you know what I'm saying? Eating them oxtails and rice, you know, put me in a whole different headspace. But we pray that justice is actually served for Breonna Taylor. It's horrible. The situation is horrible. And now these bad cops need to be exposed, you know. And if what Dave was saying was true about the gentrification or whatever, let me tell you something. Stuff like that, his motives and stuff like that never really prevail. You know, that grade that they call themselves digging for people, they might as well dig too. So, but again, we do have to be aware of our surroundings. Know who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch. You got to watch as well as pray. You know what I'm saying? So,
amen.
You know, you just got to be mindful. Stay up on your current events. Stay up on your current events, you know, and just keep an eye on how things working. We have to get out of that. Being so nonchalant and naive about what's going on, thinking that it doesn't affect you. But indirectly, everything around you affects you, believe it or not. So, we just got to stay. And people just stay clean. Wash your damn hands. And stop throwing masks and stuff all over the floor or on the ground and gloves. And I'm so annoyed by seeing all of that stuff because you went from one problem to having a damn another. So, on that note, I'm passing the mic.
All right. So, of course, it's your girl Storm here. Yes, so it was a wonderful show, of course. We definitely came with straight knowledge, courtesy of Brother Dave and, I know, is it Lori? Lori, I think, right? Lori. Call Lori. Welcome to the Diva Squad once again. As well as we wanted to talk about the Breonna Taylor story, and that's what we did. I hope that everyone was able to get uplifted with some knowledge this evening about what's been done versus what's going to be done. So something to look forward to in the future as well. I hope that, you know, everyone is given some type of knowledge about it. I know myself, I'm leaving with more knowledge of what I came with tonight for tonight's show. So I'm definitely thankful for that. Thankful just for, you know, for just always being enlightened on all of the information that's going on in different point of views. So here on the Diva Squad, we like to come together and just basically take our opinions versus the straight facts that may be out there. And Dave always comes with straight facts. So he definitely comes and gives us knowledge every week, regardless of the topic that we have. You know, he definitely sheds light on it and gives us some knowledge. So thank you for that. my thing is we want to make sure that we keep the name going. You know, we keep George Floyd going. We keep Breonna Taylor going. And we keep the list of names where, you know, there has been something that has been done to these people, that we keep it alive. We can't just protest for one day or, you know, go to someone's lawn. We have to do something about it. And I like the fact that, yes, Dave, I'm giving you shout outs and, you know, kudos, you know, because you definitely call in and let us know exactly what's going on. And we appreciate that. Now, with the Divas, you know, we are definitely have been doing our job of enlightening people and getting the information and answering the questions and the topics and stuff that they've been having. And anyone that's looking to give more, to ask questions, they're more than welcome to send it into the Gmail. You can find all of us Divas on all the social media. I believe Instagram and Facebook, we're all on. GQ Palace is on almost every single website. So you can put in GQ Palace and you'll find us. And, or you can send us an email at gq002@gmail.com as well as gqpalaceradio@gmail.com. So you can reach us numerous places. And we're just here to continue to spread love and communicate and make people aware of what's going on. So with that being said, I had a great night with you ladies and gentlemen. Have a blessed and safe week. And we look forward to being with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. Don't forget, if you're listening from the PC and you do miss the show, you can always go back to the link and you can press that button and you'll be able to hear the whole show. You won't be able to comment unless you comment on the link that's on Facebook or Instagram. But we do go back and we do check it. So if there's anything you want to say that we missed, please make sure you guys let us know. Thank you. God bless.
Assalamu alaikum.
Power to the people. Whoa, whoa. Oh,